axolotl finds a bottle by Leslie Sims. When you hear this sound, turn the page. I'm an axolotl and it's not a lot of fun. Axolotl feels fed up. I wish I wasn't one. Just then, she spots an old gold bottle lying on the sand. She pulls the stopper. With a pop, it comes out in her hand. Swirls of twirling, wispy mist curl around the lake. Oh no, she cries. What have I done? Was that a big mistake? She blinks her eyes. To her surprise, a genie has appeared. He winks and smiles, and all the while he strokes his pointy beard.
You summoned me. How can I help?
The trouble is, you see, my life is dull. It's lonely. Oh, I don't like being me. The genie makes a shower of stars. He shakes and shouts out,
Bingo!
Axolotl changes shape. Now she's a flamingo. Thank you, genie, she begins, but then she starts to frown. I don't like standing on one leg. I just keep falling down.
More magic, cries the genie with a twinkle. This is fab.
I don't like walking sideways, so I cannot be a crab. The genie sighs and tries again.
Please work this time, he begs.
The problem with a porpoise is it hasn't any legs. The genie thinks, things do look bleak. At last he gives a shriek.
You simply need a friend, and then some games of hide and seek.
Axolotl Finds a Bottle was read by Leslie Sims, with sound production by Beth Punter. This is an Usborne Audio production.